It's Friday, the 26th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Office of the Prime Minister has started the transition from the in-kind distribution of drought relief food to a voucher-based commodity beneficiary information management system countrywide. The voucher-based model allows all drought relief beneficiaries to redeem their vouchers from selected local retailers in their communities. Here's Prime Minister Sarah Kurongelwa Amadila.
The office is still at pilot stage because we need to establish how it works. So we are piloting it in two constituencies, but to roll it out to a number of other constituencies. And then we will fully roll it out when we are satisfied that it would improve the situation. We have noted some concerns coming as feedback from some of the areas that we have started the pilot, and we are looking at those concerns to see how we can find a solution.
The Namibian police says they are witnessing a rise in complaints from members of the public who fall victim to scams during their ongoing police recruitment. Here is Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuwinga from NAMPOL.
A victim will receive a call from the same police officers who are asking questions relating to qualifications as well as first aid certificate. Suspects then demand payment, plus minus around 800 Namibian dollars. Definitely it will vary here and there. Explaining to the victim that by paying that amount, the applicant will bypass normal procedures to obtain a first aid certificate in cases where the victim does not have that particular certificate.
Maybe something Namibia can emulate. The University of Pretoria's Center for the Future of Work has launched a website to tackle youth unemployment. Deputy Director at UP Center for the Work of Youth, Dr. Olebogeng Selebi, told Newsroom Africa just how this initiative will address unemployment.
We decided to develop a portal that will connect collaborators, connect stakeholders that are needed in order to address issues of youth unemployment. The unemployment is not just affecting individuals that have not gone through formal education. Unemployment is also beginning to affect graduates. And there was a study that was performed by one of my colleagues, Prof. Melody Buerta, about graduate entrepreneurship. And this study actually found that when graduates do create employment, when they do go the entrepreneurial route, they tend to create businesses that are more innovative and they tend to employ more people. So that means that as universities as well, there has to be a shift in the way that we teach, not just teaching students or giving them the skills to be employable, but also giving them the skills to create employment.
Benin, Liberia, and Sierra Leone began mass rollouts of a WHO-approved malaria vaccine on Wednesday, becoming the latest African countries to join the recently introduced routine malaria vaccine program. The BBC reports that the RTSS vaccine will be administered to children aged 5 months or older in 4 scheduled doses. Digital technologies and algorithm-driven software, especially social media, present high risks of privacy invasion, cyberbullying, and distraction from learning to young girls. That's according to the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization's 2024 Global Education Monitor report released on Thursday. Ana Diadio, the senior policy analyst in the GEM report team at UNESCO.
Social media framework and platform should provide privacy settings that are easy to understand and to use. So also, there is this important issue that the report tackles, that is the bias in the algorithm, in the machine learning algorithm. And in fact, as I think that's something really important, the fact that the algorithm of social media are addictive and very biased. So it's important also to make sure that algorithms are designed to minimize exposure to harmful content and develop tools that combat cyberbullying.
And finally, have you ever wondered where you can get the best coffee in Namibia? Best of Nam is coming soon. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.